This guy is in Starbucks, and he's not happy with what happened. So, of course, he decides that the best way to solve the problem is to flip out on the people behind the counter at Starbucks.
Just give us our money back. We want nothing to do with you. I'm going to write Starbucks. You're the complete part. You're trash. Because I voted for Trump.
I voted for Trump. You're trash. This happened in Miami. Uh-huh. The reason, because his coffee order was taking a long time. So he wants his money back.
You've got other issues going on if you're going to get angry about that kind of stuff.
If you're there for a set amount of time, Starbucks is fast food. It's in and out.
Pretty quick.
If it's been 10 minutes and your drink's not up and you have to go, I understand being like, hey, listen, can I just have my money back?
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to take 5 minutes, I don't have it. I need to be on the road. So I completely understand that. There's one thing to ask for, hey, can I have my money back? To start flipping out and be like, you're trash. Give me my money back. Give me my money back.
Because I voted for Trump.
So what?
What is your name? I want your name. I want your card. Okay, you're garbage.
Telling the woman that she's garbage. Then, if you're watching this happen, what do you do? As a customer, what do you do?
If it was me, personally, and there's some dude ranting and raving at some lady and he's calling her garbage and stuff, I would tell him to knock it off.
If it was a man behind the counter, just an employee.
I say employee. More so if it's a woman, because I hate dudes who shout at women. I just don't like that. That's a personal thing.
So you want to be a knight in the shining armor for the woman behind the counter?
I just don't like that. I just don't like guys
but
who shout
at women.
But
if it's a man, you're like, suck it up, bruh.
Well, he can take it. Guys can take it. I mean, I know women can take it too, but that's just how I was raised, that men don't shout at women. And it's just something that I just don't like.
Interesting. Only stepping in if it's a woman.
Just because I don't like that. I don't think guys should shout at women. I think guys can be more intimidating than women. I don't think that guys should do that.
Who do you think's more intimidated on this show? Do you think you're more intimidating to people or I'm more intimidating
to
people?
No, but you're a different rule. There's a different...
I'm just a loudmouth.
Ask your mum, Elaine. Because the thing is, though, hang on a second. Because there is a softer side to you.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that.
See?
Don't worry about that.
Backtrack. Yeah. But that's just how I was raised, because I know, because my grandparents spent a lot of time raising me, and I know that I'd have been cuffed around the back of the head if I was ever called.
If you were talking to a woman like that.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So another customer does step in.
I don't know what happened. You don't need to talk like that, man. That's fine. Don't tell me what to do.
No, do not talk to other people that way.
And he's saying you don't talk to other people that way. He said, stop talking like that. You don't talk to other people that way. So he's not specifying you don't talk to women that way, which I like. Okay. Then the guy who's yelling takes it one step further. He says, I'll punch you out. So they're going to go outside and fight because he's yelling at this woman because his coffee order's late. All this transpiring in Miami because his coffee order's late.
And the thing is, as well, on the other side of that, the minute you get in any kind of argument with anything like that, like if you're waiting for your coffee and stuff.
He's already ramped up.
Yeah, but the thing is, once you already start getting all amped up, calling people garbage, etc., you've already lost your argument. You're already done. You have to keep your cool. You be firm, but you keep your cool. The minute you start ranting and raving, it's done.
If you witness this happen, what are you doing? Are you stepping in like the other customer did and saying, hey, that's not how you act?
Exactly.
I don't. I don't think I would step in because I don't want to fight with somebody.
Yeah.
To me, that's what the manager's for. You handle it. And I don't know, it's words, you know, you've all been in a place where if you've dealt with the public, the general public, you know that for the most part, things are okay. But there's always some scumbag who's going to come in and try to throw it around. And that's just part of the job.
And the thing is, when someone turns around and says, oh, I'm going to punch you, chances are they're probably not, because empty vessels make the most noise.
Yeah.
So if they're going to tell you they're going to do it, but chances are they're not.
Do you step in? Petch said only stepping in if it's a male yelling at a female.
Yep.
If it's a man yelling at a woman, he's stepping in. Otherwise, you're all on your own. So fellas, let's not hope you ever need Petch's help, because you can handle it.
You're going to be sailing down the river on your own.
And me, I'm just taking my skinny vanilla latte to the door. I'm out. You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.